The Iron. سورة الحديد. Themes of the Surah. Emphasis on building material and spiritual strength, which assist in calling to Allah and striving in His path, whilst liberating the souls from obstacles. That is why the mention of charity and faith is repeated in this surah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Every creation of His, in the heavens and the earth, proclaims the glory and purification of Allah. He is the Almighty, whom no one can overpower, the wise in His creation and His measure.
له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Verse number 2. To Him alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He gives life to whoever He wishes to give life to, and causes death to whoever He wishes to cause death to. He is capable of everything. Nothing is outside His ability.
هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Verse number 3. He is the first. Nothing existed before Him. He is the last. Nothing will exist after Him. He is the apparent. There is nothing above Him. He is the intimate. There is nothing without Him. And He knows everything. He does not miss anything. Beneficial points. 1. Belief that the celestial bodies have an effect in rainfall is an act of disbelief and one of the habits of the time of ignorance. 2. The principle is that humans cannot see the angels except if Allah wishes due to some wisdom. 3. The ranks of the believers differ according to their deeds.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير.
Verse number 4. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, starting from Sunday and finishing on Friday. Yet, He is capable of having created them in less than the duration of the blinking of an eye. He then rose over His throne, as befits Him, may He be glorified. He knows everything that enters the earth, i.e., every drop of rain and every seed, etc. He knows everything that emerges from it, i.e., every shoot, mineral, etc. He knows everything that descends from the sky, i.e., rain, revelation, etc. And He knows everything that ascends to it, i.e., angels, souls and deeds of the servants, etc. And He is with you wherever you are, O people, in terms of His knowledge. Nothing is hidden from Him, and He sees everything you do. None of your actions are hidden from Him, and He will requite you for them.
له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور.
Verse number 5. To Him alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and to Him alone return all affairs. He will then take the creations to account on the day of judgment and requite them for their deeds.
يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وهو عليم بذات الصدور.
Verse number 6. He enters the night into the day, and so the darkness arrives and people sleep. He enters the day into the night, and so the light arrives and people go about their business. He is aware of everything that the hearts of his servants contain. None of it is hidden from him.
آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير.
Verse number 7. Bring faith in Allah, and bring faith in His Messenger, and spend from the wealth that Allah has made you deputies in, using it according to what Allah has legislated for you. As for those of you who have faith in Allah and spend their wealth in His path, for them is a great reward with them, which is paradise.
وما لكم لا تؤمنون بالله والرسول يدعوكم لتؤمنوا بربكم وقد أخذ ميثاقكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Verse number 8. And what stops you from bringing faith in Allah when the messenger is calling you towards Allah, hoping that you bring faith in your Lord, may He be glorified, and Allah has taken a covenant from you that will believe in Him when He took you out from the loins of your fathers. If you believe in that, then believe.
هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وإن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم.
Verse number 9. He is the one who sends down clear verses upon his servant Muhammad, peace be upon him, to take you out of the darkness of disbelief and ignorance into the light of faith and knowledge. And indeed, Allah is kind and merciful to you that He sent His prophet to you as a guide and a bearer of glad tidings.
وما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير.
Verse number 10. And what is stopping you from spending in the path of Allah when the treasures of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah? O believers, those of you who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, seeking His pleasure before the conquest of Mecca and fought the disbelievers in aid of Islam, are greater in rank according to Allah and higher in status than those who spent their wealth in His path and fought the disbelievers after the conquest of Mecca. However, Allah has promised both groups paradise, and He is aware of your actions. None of them are hidden from Him, and He will soon requite you for them.
من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له وله أجر كريم.
Verse number 11. Who is there that will spend his wealth for the pleasure of Allah, happy at heart, so that Allah may grant him a multitude of reward for the wealth he has spent? On the top of the noble reward of paradise, he will receive on the Day of Judgment. Beneficial points. 1. Wealth belongs to Allah. Humans have only been made as caretakers of it. 2. The believers differ in rank according to precedence in faith and acts of piety. 3. Spending in the path of Allah is a means of attaining blessings and increase in wealth.
يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ
Verse number 12. On the day when you will see the believing men and women, with their light ahead of them, and to their right, it will be said to them on that day, "Your glad tidings today are of gardens under the palaces and trees of which rivers flow, and in which you will live forever. That reward is the great success, that cannot be equaled by any other." After Allah mentioned the state of the believers on that day, He mentions the state of the hypocrites, saying,
يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب.
Verse number 13. On the day when the hypocrite males and females will say to those who brought faith in Allah and His Messenger, O believing men and women, wait for us. Perhaps we can take a flare of your light that will help us cross the bridge. It will be said to the hypocrites mocking them, Turn back and find the light which you can use for yourselves. A wall will be placed between them, which will have a door, the inside of which the believers are will have mercy in it, while the outer side, on which the hypocrites are, will have the punishment.
يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُنْ مَعَكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورُ
Verse number 14. The hypocrites will call out to the believers, saying, Were we not with you upon Islam and obedience? The Muslims will reply, No, you were with us, but you deceived your souls with hypocrisy and doomed them, and you anticipated that the believers are defeated, so you can then announce your disbelief. You also doubted in the help of Allah coming for the believers and in the resurrection after death. False ambitions also deceived you. Until death came to you, whilst you were chasing them, and Satan also deceived you about Allah.
فاليوم لا يؤخذ منكم فدية ولا من الذين كفروا مأواكم النار هي مولاكم وبئس المصير
Verse number 15. O hypocrites! Today no ransom will be accepted from you from the punishment of Allah, nor from those who disbelieved in Allah openly, and your outcome and the outcome of the disbelievers is the hellfire. It is most deserving of you, and you are most deserving of it. How bad an outcome it is!
ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فقال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون.
Verse number 16. Has not the time come for those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger that their hearts soften and become tranquil through the remembrance of Allah, may He be glorified, and through the promises and warnings that have been revealed in the Qur'an? Has the time not come that they do not become like the Jews, who were given the Torah, and the Christians, who were given the Injil, in terms of their hearts hardening? This was due to the period prolonging between them and the era of their prophets. The majority of them left the obedience of Allah, going into His disobedience.
اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
Verse number 17. Know that indeed Allah revives the earth by causing it to grow after it has dried up. O people, verily, Allah has clearly explained the proof and evidence of His capability and oneness, so that perhaps you may understand them, and know that the one who revives the earth after its death is also capable of resurrecting you after your deaths, and is capable of making your hearts soft after they have become hard.
إِنَّ الْمُصَّدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَّدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ.
Verse number 18. Indeed, those men who spend some of their wealth, and those women who spend some of their wealth, spending it with happiness of heart, and without recounting favors or causing harm, their reward will be multiplied for them. Each good deed will be multiplied by 10 of its like, up until 700 times or more. Together with that, they will receive a generous reward from Allah, Paradise. Beneficial points. 1. Allah recounts His favors upon the believers by telling them that He will grant them a light that will shine in front of them and from their right sides. 2. There will be no light on the Day of Judgment for the hypocrites. 3. Wishing misfortune upon the believers and doubting in the resurrection, together with being deceived by false hopes and Satan, are some of the traits of the hypocrites. 4. The severity of heedless from Allah in that it causes hardening of the heart.